That's Muddy Waters, a Chicago legend I have in here now. This is a whole show about Chicago legends. Bill Sianis, who I have seen grow up and become a wonderful... Do I still call you a young man, Bill? I do, because I've known you forever. Bill helps his dad, Sam Sianis, run the Billy Goat Empire. And the intriguing thing about the Billy Goat is about, I don't know, Bill, when was it? About a month ago. I walk in the goat in the middle of the afternoon, and you're sitting at a table having a business meeting with a bunch of executives from Jewel Osco. And I go, what's going on here? And you say, we're going to sell.
You want to try the burgers that we're going to be selling at Jewel.
And I thought, what? Yeah. What? And it was good.
Yeah.
I may have been the first person to eat it. Yeah. How did this, I'm sure over the years, Bill, because the Billy Goat and its burgers are so legendary that people have approached you a number of times to say, hey, let us sell your burgers.
Oh, yeah. After, even in the 80s, after Saturday Night Live, you know, people wanted to franchise it and different events and different things. And, but, you know, the last few years we've been getting a lot of people asking for us, how do we get these burgers, you know, outside the store? You know, can we get them sent somewhere? So we were, my brothers and I were thinking about how to get them into retail. So people, you know, could bring them home and
sure.
have barbecues and with the burgers.
It seems like, it seems like a logical thing to do.
Yeah. So we teamed up with JRL Group. The licensing company, and then also Devanco, who makes our burgers. But we told them how we make the burgers, and they make it the same way that you would get it at the store. Now you could get it at Jewel.
What's so been the response? It's 185 Jewel stores, plus commercials. Wait, no, it is 185. I'm looking at a commercial I'm going to read in about 5 minutes for this. What's been the response so far?
Oh, we've heard great things. You know, people like them, and they take them home, and it tastes great. You know, it's the same. It's the same meat that we use, and we don't put anything else in there. It's just meat.
They're kind of different sizes, though. They come in two different sizes.
So you get the original size that we use. It's almost 3 ounces at the store, so you can make. You could stack the burgers, and
doubles,
that's what we do.
Doubles,
triple,
the best.
Four patties,
that's
five
doubles
patties.
The best.
Yeah.
That's what the signature line is.
And then we also have a third of a pound burger where you could put on a grill, which is a little bit thicker. You could put on the charcoal grill if you want, like a barbecue.
Now, did you taste test these before you had to?
Yeah, we went through tastings and got it to the point where we liked it, and it tasted like the burger at the store.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's just fantastic. The other interesting thing, Bill Sianis, is I don't think people now in this era of, you know, Kuma's Corner Burger and these weird gourmet burgers and all this jazz, hamburgers have become a huge, huge deal. You were just at a hamburger festival, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was called the Burger Fest in Roscoe Village. And,
how many people had burgers there? I mean, how many burgers?
Yeah, we have, like, even all the festivals, we make thousands of burgers, during the fest.
Sure. And you did Pitchfork this weekend.
This weekend. So Taste of Chicago last weekend, we gave about 13,000 at the Taste of Chicago burgers.
Oh, my God.
This weekend is probably another 10,000 or so. So it's the big festival.
Well, tell me more about the Burger Fest, because this Burger Fest is relatively new, right?
Yeah, so we did it for the first time this past year. Yeah. I mean, this past weekend for the first time. And you make a burger and there's a competition. So, you know, throughout the years we've had like a kind of hidden burgers, like hidden menu burgers.
Yeah, and so you can go in and order a special. Talk about arguably the most famous one was the Obama burger.
The Obama burger, yeah.
What was that and who was it for?
So a lot of the staffers, when they used to, when Obama was,
here,
trying to become president, so they would come in and be like, we want the Obama burger. And it just became an Obama burger because they wanted bacon and egg on the burger. They didn't want to say bacon and egg on the burger. They just wanted to say, I want an Obama burger. So that became that. Another burger that we have is the Curse Breaker right now that won, the competition last week at the Burger Fest.
This is great that the Billy Goat Burger, which is not listed to my mind, it's as famous a cheeseburger hamburger as there is in Chicago, but it's not, listed in these kind of gourmet kind of things. What is the Curse Breaker Burger?
Well, the Curse Breaker is grilled onion with grilled jalapeno and then a bacon. You put bacon on it, too, and you put it all on a double cheeseburger.
Who invented this? Just a bunch of guys fooling around at the grill?
Well, little by little, and my brother Paul kind of like finished it off where it became the crisp breaker. So he's the one who kind of like put it together. But it's throughout the years of
people. He must be very proud getting this award. He probably never expected this.
Yeah. So you know, throughout the years, people want to add this, and they want to, you know, they ask us, oh, why don't you call it the John Burger? Or why don't you call it this? Because he orders it all the time. And
sure.
It becomes, little by little, like, you know, his office workers or whatever ask for the same thing.
That's so interesting.
And it becomes like a secret.
You're hearing from one of the owners of the Billy Goat Empire that there is a secret menu at the Billy Goats. And this is at every one. I mean, are all the cooks are aware of all this?
Yeah.
And the chefs are aware
of all
this?
So, yeah, we tell them, you know, like, you know, you got to do it this way. And so now the Chris Burger is out there. So it's not hidden anymore. So we're going to have it at all the stores.
Are you really going to put it up on the little things?
It's award-winning.
Yeah, that's right. And it broke the curse. What was the birth of it? Did you just say, you know, look, the curse is broken, and you and your brother said, let's come up with something.
Yeah,
that's basically.
Yeah, we just named it the Curse Breaker because, you know.
Well, you people know, the last time Bill was on WGN Radio, he and your dad brought a goat into the studio to visit Ro and Anna.
Yeah.
I remember I was somewhere in a car listening to it, and it was like, Ro seemed scared of the goat. Was he scared of the goat?
Well, he was scared because we brought the goat in twice. Because the first time he had to get from management.
Oh, yeah, like security
permission to get the goat in. And then we finally got it in, and it helped the Cubs win.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about the Billy Goat Empire and about your amazing dad, Sam Sianis, who has instilled, I think, in all of his children this amazing work ethic. Bill studied to be an architect, and instead of being an architect, a working architect, he's a fan of architecture. Mm-hmm. He's kind of been dragged into the family business, but it's been rewarding. I know it has.
No,
so here, ladies and gentlemen, is the commercial written and delivered by Rick Kogan. The curse of the Billy Goat is over, and we've got finally Northside champions. But the Billy Goat lives on in the friendly taverns at Dot Chicago and in a brand new place, too, the freezer section of your local Jewel Osco. At any one of the 185 Jewel Osco stores in the Chicagoland area, you'll find the world-famous Billy Goat burgers, frozen and ready to go home with you. Now, you're the chef, but try adding some cheese, will you, please? That's how you'll be able to create the one and only world champion cheeseburger. And I say that so badly. I'm nowhere near as good as the chefs. We'll be back with Bill Sianis after a little commercial break.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left this town. Sun shining all day long.
That's Muddy Waters, a Chicago legend. This, the man sitting next to me, is Bill Sianis, associated with another great Chicago legend, the Billy Goat Tavern. He has been working at that tavern since you had to be barely able to walk when you first went in the Billy Goat, right?
I have a picture of, I was probably like 1 year old, holding a tap on the beer. I don't know if that's legal. But.
Well, who cares? I think no one's going to get you now. You know, watching your dad over the years, Sam, work at that place in these endless hours he worked, when the boys and girls started coming into the business is when you kind of started, you'd had all these offers over the years to, hey, let us franchise this, and you never did. And I think that you now have how many?
We have 9 locations.
Wow. Yeah. One in Washington,
in
too. What was that like? I mean, that was your dad must have wanted to do it, but it's a very conscious effort to say, no, we want to run these.
Yeah, we all went to school. We all got a degree in something.
Yeah, one's a lawyer. I'll never forget your other brother is a graphic artist, and your dad always referred to him. I go, what is he studying? Hey, he studies cartoons.
He's a cartoon
make
guy.
The cartoons, yeah.
But we were never pressured to be in the store.
Yeah.
It's just like we grew up in it. So it was part of our
sure.
life, you know. So even today, like now, it doesn't feel like work. You go into the store. I grew up there.
Yeah.
And it just feels natural.
Well, and there's an incredible sense of pride that your family feels in yeah. this creation. Your dad came here as a very young man to work for his uncle, the original Billy mm-hmm. Goat Sienas, and worked his tail off. But also seeing your dad work, he's instilled this work ethic in all of you where it's yeah. not a job, it's fun.
Yeah. No, that's the best thing about it, that is you go to work and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, even at school, they tell you, you know, study something that you like.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what we like.
And you on the place on Lake Street, which is just west of Michigan Avenue, you have your art. You helped design the place. I mean, you did yeah. get to be kind of like an architect, and you yeah. have your paintings in there.
Yeah, I've been doing some painting, and that's the extent of my art.
Your self-expression. Your self-expression.
Right now, yeah.
What about Bill? The whole Cubs thing, during the season as they were getting to it mm-hmm. and you were bringing goats to, and there were people who said, oh, man, no one will go to the Billy Goat after the curse is broken. And I'm like, what? You're not a Chicago. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
That just cannot be. How's it been?
Oh, no, we've been getting praise for helping them win, you know, we helped lift the curse with the goat and everything, but I wasn't on the field.
Yeah, right.
But we've been getting, you know, thank yous from everybody, and it's reverse. A lot of times we would get, you know, when the curse was still on, they'd be like, you know, don't bring the goat around there, don't do this, or some Sox fans are like, keep the curse on. You
know? Really,
but now it's like all thank yous, you know, and it's
and you
refreshing.
Still get. I mean, someone was like, "Oh, business is falling off." The Billy Goat, to my mind, especially this one on Hubbard that I frequent. Its real address is the rarefied 430 North Michigan Avenue, but it's under Michigan Avenue on Hubbard Street. Is as busy as ever.
Yeah.
I will tell you all that Fiona Cogan decided she's had her last 8 birthdays there. The first one with no friends, yesterday with about 18 friends. She finds it, you don't want like to hear this from a 13-year-old. She goes, Dad, this is so much my favorite bar. And I go, well, do you have other choices? I mean, I don't want you to ever have any other choices. The other great thing that I saw yesterday is the Billy Goat Taverns are the most family-friendly taverns I have ever seen.
No, we get families all the time. Yeah. People, when they hear it, like Billy Goat Tavern, we get calls say, can we bring our kids in? And they don't know. We have families all the time, and it's because it's a restaurant, you know, the burgers and everything. So we get all sorts of people.
Yeah, I think that is a great thing. You can, ladies and gentlemen, they have a nice website. Go to BillyGoatTavern.com. There's one on Lake Street. There's one on Navy Pier. There's one. Which is the most popular one? I got to think during game times, it's the one on Madison.
Madison and Ogden, yeah, over there is during the Bulls and Blackhawks. We get a lot of the fans before and after the games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Navy Pier during the summer must be insane.
Yeah, it's a good they did a nice job remodeling, you know, the pier, so it's attracted a lot more people, and it's been good to us, too.
Yeah, I bet it is. Summer, yeah. Now, what's your brother, Tom? Tom's still a lawyer?
He's still a lawyer, yeah.
He's working for you guys exclusively.
He works. Yeah, his part-time job is the Billy Goat.
Is that right?
Oh, that's he works great. On the weekends. Yeah,
that's great. That's great. It's been. Talk to me about your dad. Your dad doesn't need to work anymore. What do you? This is really his life blood, don't you think?
Oh yeah. He wants to be there every day. 7 days a week, and when he misses a day, or if he wants to miss a day, he gets, you know, upset. So he's there all the time, and now we drive him around. He doesn't drive anymore. So we drive him.
He's at your mercy.
Yeah.
He does. All of you especially, you and especially your mm-hmm. dad, check in almost with every one of the places every day, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, we bounce around every day. And people like that too because they know it's a family business, and it's they like to see us and say hi, and you know, it's funny, you know, a lot of people know my dad, you know, wherever we go, it seems like he walks down the street and
he's
everybody
like a mayor.
Wants to shake his hand.
He should be mayor, yeah. Well, now they want to thank him.
The curse
is such a bizarre, such a bizarre thing. It started in 1945 at the sixth game of the World Series between the Cubs and the Detroit Tigers, and your great uncle put a curse on the Cubs. Just think, Bill, the Cubs were pretty good in those days. If, like, they'd won in a couple of years, there is no curse.
Yeah.
So you'd have to live on the whole, John Belushi skit, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I guess they still rerun those shows somewhere. Do you still get any buzz off that the most famous Saturday Night Live skit of my lifetime?
Yeah, we still get people coming in. The older generation tells the younger generation, this is what a skit came from here. You know, and some of the newer generation, some know Saturday Night Live, some don't. Some watch it.
You know, they know Alec Baldwin is Donald Trump.
It's a long way from... But we still get some of the characters from Saturday Night Live that know that were, throughout the years, been associated with Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
So we get some of the newer characters, Will Ferrell, and some of the actors that come in still, and Andy Samberg, some of the guys that
it's like visiting a shrine or something. You know, it's like Mecca or something.
Yeah,
the last time I saw and had a drink with Bill Murray. At the Billy Goat. Yeah. He had done some golf book or something.
And he used to come often too before he started to make more movies now.
Yeah.
And with his son, one of his sons, he used to come in and just at least like once a year he would just come in.
You probably appreciate this. I mean, certainly the Hubbard Street one, but they all have become some kind of Chicago touchstones. Because you really get on Hubbard Street, at least, a lot of people who visit Chicago maybe only once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to, the great bartender Jeff McGill was famous for recognizing these people who see only one time a year. But that's part of it, too, don't you think, that there's a permanence there?
Yeah, just a few days ago, we had some people that hadn't been there for about 15 years. They met each other there. They got engaged, and then they got married. They moved somewhere else, and they came back a few days ago after 15 years, and they wanted to sit at the same stool that they met at. And they loved it because they never left. Yeah,
it never changed.
And that's what people enjoy. They have so many memories. And people always ask us, what is so special about this place? And it's like, the thing that's special is that the memories that people create and have.
Yeah.
And that's what that place is.
The walls are filled, certainly down here, with faces that only, your dad and I would remember most of these faces. But there's a timelessness to it. You have other modern ones. The one in Washington is in a certifiable green building. It is one of the most beautiful restaurants I've ever seen in my life. Is that one doing well?
It's doing well, yeah. It's still doing
and you opened, that's been over 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think the future? Think about the future. Are there going to be more Billy Goats? Can the Chicago area handle more? Now that you're winning awards for your hamburgers.
No, people keep asking us, they come in from the suburbs and they said,
"Why don't we have a Billy Goat there?"
You know, or we still get offers all the time from the companies and different, and we still want to keep it controlled, and we haven't decided to do anything to expand more than what we've been.
Yeah, I really admire the way you and your family have done it to keep it. It would have been so easy to just give it to every idiot commodities trader with a few extra bucks who wanted to own a Billy Goat tavern bar.
Yeah.
And it's also given over the years in whatever location an oasis for people, because it is, and all of them are, in the classic sense, a tavern. And a tavern is sort of a home away from home. It's like your great uncle, used to sell newspapers down in the old Stockyards neighborhood, mm-hmm. and there were hundreds of bars like this, but that's what that whole timeless tavern tradition that you guys are keeping. give all the members of your family my love. And when you people go to the 185 Jewel Osco stores, I was one of the first people, and I just stumbled in there. I was going down to get a copy of my book and saw the one of the great executive meetings of all time.
You were the first to try it.
I know, the first to try the Billy Goat Burger. That's what makes everything well. Give your family my love, Bill.